Welcome to Yes Is Back, the show where we believe in saying yes to yourself. I'm your host, Miyoko Taylor. You know, so often we find ourselves stuck in the cycle of saying no to opportunities, dreams, and even our own needs. So each week we're going to dive into the tools, strategies, and mindsets that are going to help you reclaim your time, regain your confidence, and reconnect to your passion and purpose. Together, we're going to redefine what success looks like for you. From setting healthier boundaries in your personal professional life, to overcoming chronic people-pleasing, and to tapping into the most resilient and authentic version of yourself, I'm going to guide, challenge, and inspire you. We're going to go on a journey together. So are you ready to say yes? Yes to your dreams, yes to your boundaries, and yes to your potential? Well, yes is back, and so are you. Welcome to the show. Hey, welcome back to Yes Is Back, the podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Miyoko Taylor, and today we're going to dive into a topic that really affects each and every one of us. It's something that we often hear about, especially in the workforce, being entrepreneurs, being business owners, just being career professionals, right? And that particular topic is work-life balance. You see a lot of books on it. You see a lot of studies on it. You see a lot of statistics. And today, I really want to crack the code to work-life balance, or rather the myth of work-life balance. And I'm going to get into why I use that word in a second. And for so long, the term work-life balance has been thrown around like this grand pursuit, you know, in our adult lives, our everyday lives. But what if I told you today that chasing after work-life balance is like chasing your own shadow? You're never going to catch it. You're never going to grasp hold of it. That's right. The pursuit itself might be what's throwing your life into chaos. And this is going to be a little bit different for you to hear because, again, you see a lot of books, you see a lot of studies, you see a lot of different things telling you to search for this amazing balance in this particular space in life where the amount of time you're spending with your family or pursuing other things that you love in your personal pursuits, and the amount of time and effort you put into your work or your business or your profession are going to just one day magically line up. And it's never going to happen. Here's why. You're not looking for work-life balance. Just hear me out. You're not looking for work-life balance. That's not really what you're looking for. But I'm going to tell you what you're looking for because it's something much deeper. What you're actually looking for is you are looking for work-life fulfillment. And when you think about it, you just want a better quality in your professional life, and you want a better quality of time spent in your personal life. So I want to challenge you today, because I believe, and I teach, that if you have the same level of joy and quality and fulfillment in your personal life and your professional life, it really doesn't matter exactly how much time you spend in each area. But the level of quality and fulfillment determines the level of your happiness, the level of your joy, and whether or not you're going to be completely burnt out and completely mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically exhausted. So to gain better understanding, let's start from the beginning. Let's start where many of us, or you yourself, find yourself entangled. And it's constantly, and that thing is constantly people-pleasing, pleasing other people. So I want you to ask yourself, how often have you stretched yourself too thin, trying to meet everyone else's expectations, only to find that your own life is spiraling out of control? You have no grasp on what you want to do for yourself, what you should do for yourself, and the time to do it for yourself. You're saying yes when every fiber of your being wants to say no. But because you don't want to disappoint or offend anybody, you say yes, further damaging your own self-esteem, frustrating you even more, leading to resentment and harboring all this anger and frustration that nobody knows about because you couldn't muster up the courage or the nerve to say no. This is a chronic condition for too many of you out there, and it's directly at odds with achieving any sense of alignment or fulfillment that we desire in our lives. Now, before I go a step further, let's get one thing straight here. People pleasing is not the same as being kind, so I want you to get that out of your head right now. So if you're thinking, aren't we supposed to make everybody else happy? Am I not supposed to make this person happy and my kids happy and my spouse happy and my boss happy and all these people need to be happy all of the time? Isn't that what kindness is? Isn't that what being a kind person is? No, it's not. I want you to understand one statement. If you are driven by the desire to please others, just because you believe that this determines your self-worth or validates you in any way, shape, or form, that is unhealthy. It's an unhealthy desire. Kindness in and of itself is organic. It's natural. It's completely aligned. And it never comes at the expense of your emotional, mental, spiritual, or physical health. Now, when I'm talking about the expense of your emotional, mental, spiritual, or physical health, I'm talking to the point where you're in and out of the hospital, you know, you're just completely burnt out, you're mentally and emotionally exhausted, you feel like you've lost your sense of identity, you're losing yourself, you just don't feel the same anymore. Your joy, your excitement, your vigor is just leaving your body, leaving your mind. That's not what kindness does. Being kind doesn't work that way. Now, I'll get more into people-pleasing in another episode, but I wanted to give you just a little bit of context before we continue. So then, if it's not actually work-life balance we want, if what we want is fulfillment, how do we turn the tide? How do we change the game? How do we turn this thing around, right? How do you create a life that allows you to integrate your business, your career, the workplace, and align it with your passion, your personal needs, and the other roles and responsibilities of your life? How do we fuse all of this together so that every area is properly aligned with each other? The first step, and if you've listened to me for any period of time, you probably know it's coming. The first step is by creating and reinforcing boundaries. Since you have a problem saying no or disappointing other people, you overextend yourself at work. You're overpromising and under-delivering. Your work performance is starting to be affected. At home, you're having problems in your personal life. You pour into everyone else but yourself, and you are not giving yourself what you need for any amount of happiness or fulfillment to enter into your life. And the reason why a lot of your other areas or your other roles in your life are suffering is because you don't even have the energy, the mental, the physical, the emotional energy to keep up with what you're doing. And you just keep pouring out and not pouring into yourself and staying silent about how you feel, and your needs and wants are never, ever satisfied. And a big part of that is because you're looking at boundaries the wrong way altogether. Some of you listening, and maybe even you listening right now, you think boundaries are mean. Boundaries are not mean. Boundaries are not some negative force that you're trying to repel anything and everything that you don't want to deal with. No, that's not what boundaries are all about. That's not even what boundaries are. And for years, so many people have taught boundaries this way in such a negative and a defensive type of way, where it often seems like you're putting up boundaries or creating boundaries so you can keep people away from you. But that's the exact opposite of what boundaries are for. So I invite you to envision boundaries not as barriers, but as a framework, a blueprint upon which you're going to build a life of fulfillment. Now, these aren't just lines drawn in the sand like you're used to hearing boundaries. They're actually a support system for your deepest goals, your passion, your values, your beliefs, and your principles. This is how super important boundaries are. So one of the things about boundaries, right? Creating boundaries allows you to consciously and subconsciously align with your day-to-day tasks, both professionally and personally. One of the reasons why it does that is because as you set boundaries that are aligned with your values, beliefs, and your principles, it's going to give you so much clarity in your life, right? clarity to the point where you actually know what you should be focusing in on day in and day out. So imagine reclaiming your time and steering your life in the direction that really resonates with your most authentic self. You know, no longer worrying about rushing from one work project to the next. No longer worrying about how much time you're going to be able to spend with your children, with your spouse. Are you going to make the big game that your child is playing in? All these particular things that may seem like you're juggling now. Once you get intentional, create boundaries that are in alignment with your passions, values, beliefs, and principles, you're going to see that things become easier. Commitments become easier to keep. And you're going to be able to be in a state of flow and alignment where it doesn't even seem like it takes any effort or hard work at some point. Now, you're not going to get there right away, but you will get to that point. So again, that's the power of well-defined boundaries. They're going to bring clarity on what's important to you and the daily actions that you need to accomplish any aligned goals or activities for your day. So I know you're probably asking yourself right now, I can almost hear you thinking, but how do we set these boundaries, Miyoko, without upsetting the world around us? I don't want to get anybody upset. When you set boundaries, people get offended, they get upset at you, and they may not want to talk to you, or they may not ever want to deal with you. Okay, let me get you to understand one thing, and this is what you're struggling with. Boundaries will acknowledge that you cannot and should not please everyone. Stop thinking that you can please everybody. Stop trying to please everyone. It is not your job to please everyone. It is your job to be in alignment with your values, principles, beliefs, goals, and passions, and do what's best for you, best for your family, and best for those that you love and the things that are important to you, period. So you're going to get a little uncomfortable at first. It's going to seem foreign to you. But as you do it, as you exercise it like a muscle, it's going to really, really help you to be assertive and be clarity. It's going to be uncomfortable at first, but what you're going to find is the more you do it, it's like a muscle, you exercise it, the better you're going to get and the more easier it's going to be to express your wants and your needs the way that you need to express them. So it's going to help you communicate your limits openly and respectfully. It's going to help you communicate your needs openly and respectfully. Yes, like I said, it's easier said than done, but like anything worth doing, it becomes easier with practice. Now, the transformation doesn't stop at just setting these boundaries, ladies and gentlemen. It involves a continuous process of reassessment, reevaluation, ensuring that the fences that you actually build and the foundation that you build with these boundaries are truly serving your evolving self. And what I mean by that is, as you constantly evolve, you know, those boundaries are going to kind of work in your favor. They're going to make sure you're still on track. Again, making sure everything is in alignment with your deepest goals, your passions, your values, your beliefs, and principles. And I'm repeating this over and over again for a purpose, because they are that important. And this is the foundation, foundational levels of what's going to keep you fulfilled, what's going to keep you happy, and it's going to keep that sustainable joy in your personal and professional life. All right. So to my listeners, to you, to your listener right now, to everybody that's listening, if there's one thing I really want you to take away from this conversation, it's this. Stop pursuing work-life balance. Stop trying to pursue happiness. Don't pursue happiness. Pursue becoming the best version of yourself. External things are not going to make you happy. Striving for work-life balance has to stop. What you are really longing for is you're longing for fulfillment in your personal and professional life. That is not going to come if you do not consistently work on yourself. The external things that you're pursuing, happiness, you're pursuing that, that is not some external thing. You are not going to find complete happiness in anything external. You are only going to find that in striving to become the best version of yourself. And that is a task where you work from the inside out. Okay? Your professional and personal lives are not in a constant battle to outweigh each other. They're actually in, I would describe it as a concert, you know, a symphony reflecting your true self and what you really value most. So all the instruments and all the placements have to be completely in alignment together. That's how beautiful music is made, and that's how your life actually should be. So as I wrap up today's episode, I really want you to think about one boundary that you've really been hesitant to set. Now this boundary, if you set this boundary in your life, it's going to transform everything for you. It's going to restore your confidence. It may reclaim your time. It may literally help you to take control of your life. It may give you the courage to make a decision that you should be making that's going to take your life to the next level. Whatever it is, whatever this boundary is, what's holding you back? And more importantly, how can establishing this boundary move you one step closer to the fulfillment that you truly, truly desire? Not anybody else's fulfillment, but your fulfillment. Not anybody else's version of success, but your success. Not anybody else's version of success, but your success. And more importantly, how can establishing this boundary move you one step closer to the fulfillment you seek? Thank you for joining us on another empowering episode of Yes Is Back. Remember, your dreams can become reality. Work-life fulfillment is possible. Your boundaries, they do matter, and you can reach fulfillment in your personal and professional life. But it all starts with saying yes to yourself. Now, if you want to stay up to date on new episodes and continue this transformational journey with me, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Also, connect with me on social media for daily inspiration, tips, and updates. You can follow me on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. Search for Miyoko Taylor. That's M as in Mary, EIYOKOTAYLOR. Until next time, keep saying yes to the life you truly desire. Thank you for being part of the Yes Is Back community. Goodbye for now.